Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Calm Before the Storm on the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, September the 16th, 2014. So the heavy stuff of the moisture expected really anytime early tomorrow, right on through Thursday, we can be looking for, depending on the estimate, and I've been looking at several of the weather blogs, could be as much as 5 inches or maybe 3 inches. Let's kind of hope it doesn't all come at once, maybe spaced out over a couple of big thunderstorms would be nice. But if it comes all at once like it did last Monday, that could be big trouble. The Buckmaster Show, we're live each weekday, noon to one, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. Of course, we're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com, and we have all the podcasts and our complete show archive. That's available anytime 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We continue with our candidate interview series. Between now and Election Day, we've got about, I don't know, almost three dozen state and some federal candidates lined up to talk with here on the Buckmaster Show. About 20 past the hour, Shelley came in with a big smile on his face. I always love to see Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, with a smile on his face. That means that the Tuesday Moneymaker Report will have a nice tone to it, because the market is definitely on the upside today. Not that our money market report doesn't always have a nice tone, Shelley, but kind of a smiley face next to it. How's that? 30 past the hour, the monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. Then we close out the hour with our education contributor, Dr. Robert Hendricks. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster, as we push now at right about 3,700 friends of the show. Let's go to the live line right now. Mark Brnovich with us, Republican candidate for Arizona Attorney General. Mark, how are you today?
I'm very good, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on this afternoon.
Well, congratulations on your primary win.
Thank you.
A lot of our listeners, and I know I was very surprised when we had Tom Horn, the Arizona Attorney General, on right before the primary, a couple of weeks before, and he said, you could ask 100 people who Mark Brnovich is, and maybe a handful would know the name. Well, obviously, he was wrong, and a lot more than a handful know your name now.
Well, yeah, thank you, Bill. I've so been blessed by the support that we had. I said going into the race that no one was going to outwork me. And, you know, we traveled throughout this whole state, you know, southern Arizona, northern Arizona. I wanted to make it a point to get out of the state of Maricopa, because I want to be the attorney general for all Arizonans. And I think that, some folks, especially some of the political or professional pundits and the, you know, Tom Horn, just didn't appreciate how hard we were working to get our message out. And although we were outspent and I was running against an incumbent, it's almost unheard of. It really did shake up the political world, and I'm just very proud and blessed to have all that support.
So now you face off against Democrat Felicia Rotellini.
Right.
Felicia was here 4 years ago, by meaning here, running 4 years ago against
right.
Tom Horn. How is that race shaping up as far as the defining issue, the contrasting issue that you see in the campaign?
Yeah, I think ultimately, Bill, it comes down to this. Who do people trust to keep the Arizona family safe? You know, I'm someone who grew up here. I'm raising a family here. And I've never run for office before. I'm not a professional politician. Most of my career has been spent working with law enforcement to keep our community safe. I'm the only person running who's actually tried criminal cases in the criminal justice system. I've tried cases in both the federal and state court. I'm the only candidate that's actually handled a violent felony caseload. And I just think the stakes are so high, we can't afford to have an attorney general who says one thing and does another thing. And in light of what is happening with the Obama administration, we can't afford to have an attorney general who's basically going to be a rubber stamp for Eric Holder and President Obama.
You talk about federal overreach as one of your defining issues. Was that an issue, as far as you're concerned, in the previous administration?
Yeah, one of the things that we know that's happening, and from the beginning of our campaign, we have consistently said there's three things we need to do as Arizonans. We need to protect our families, keep our community safe, and that means protecting our kids and seniors, whether it's from fraudsters or hucksters or, you know, identity thieves. Also make sure we're doing everything we can to secure the border. And the third thing is to protect us against the overreach of the Obama administration. And right now we see a federal government that's promulgating all sorts of rules where that they really don't have the authority to do. We know after the election that President Obama has said that he plans on granting amnesty to millions of people in this country illegally. I think that's wrong. I'm a big believer in the rule of law. If you don't like the law, you change the law. The president can't unilaterally pick and choose which laws he's going to enforce or basically create law out of thin air via executive order. And that's why we have to have a state attorney general that's willing to push back when President Obama does things that are unconstitutional and also promulgates rules like carbon-killing regulations, which are going to kill jobs here in Arizona and have a devastating impact on our economy.
What do you think the Democrats are going to come after you with?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's hard to say, but we know this. We know the left has got a playbook. And so I fully anticipate that, unfortunately, the night of the primary, I wanted to talk about our vision, what we wanted to do to protect Arizona and keep our community safe. Felicia, right out of the gate, started calling me an extremist and started, tone of attack. So she's attacked me as that. That's what we anticipate. She's referred to the fact that I worked at the Goldwater Institute. I was the director of Center for Constitutional Government there, where I fought for economic liberty and property rights for Arizonans. She tends to think, I guess, in her world, in the Democratic liberal playbook, that's an extremist thing to do, to try to give back to Arizonans. But at the end of the day, regardless of what their attacks are, and we expect them, they're going to go all in on this race, we are ready. I've had a security clearance. I served our country in the Arizona Army National Guard. I've been a federal and state prosecutor. I was the director of a law enforcement agency, the Arizona Department of Gaming, for 4.5 years, where we were fiscally responsible. I mean, I put that record up against anybody running for any race.
So they'll kind of call, I think I've actually heard them say that they refer to you almost as a lobbyist when you're with the Goldwater Institute. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, they can, you know, say whatever they want about me. I was taught and raised that when people say things about you that, you know, are bad or untrue, you know, you turn the other cheek. You know, we have an obligation, I think, to let our light shine brightly, and that's what I plan on doing in this race. And I think that just like in the primary, when folks have had an opportunity to see me and hear me, this is the irony, Bill, is when I was running the primary, Tom said that I was some sort of liberal Democrat, and now we got the Democrat saying I'm some sort of, you know, right winger. And so I think most voters, when they look at my record, they look at the way I've raised my family, what I've done in my life, they're going to say, you know what, he's one of us. And I am one of them. I am somebody that grew up here in Arizona, have a strong sense of giving back to this community. And, you know, I think when people go to the website, markforaz.com, they learn more about what our priorities are, what our issues are. They will realize that I am the person they can trust to keep our communities and families safe.
You know, and I think regardless of who wins, the new AG is going to have to restore, sort of clean up, certainly, an office. The current office is tarnished, isn't it?
Well, you know, we need to make sure we have an attorney general with integrity and character and someone that'll make sure that the focus of the lawyers on that office is back to serving and protecting Arizonans. And this is something that I've talked about since day one of my campaign, that we need to make sure that as attorneys general, we are enforcing the law, we respect the law, and I've said this many times on the campaign trail, if you don't like the law, change the legislature, change the governor. In Arizona and western states, we have the initiative process. You can change the Constitution and statutes, you know, via direct vote by the people. So there are mechanisms where if people don't like the law, they can change it. But your role as the attorney general is to enforce the law. And that's one of the things that's so problematic, even with the Obama administration. You know, Eric Holder has encouraged state attorney generals, if they don't like the law or disagree with it, not to enforce it. And to me, that undermines everything this country's about.
We're speaking with Mark Brnovich. Do people comment about your name that it's missing a vowel?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that first of all, people sometimes ask me how to pronounce the name, and I always like to say Mark, the way it's spelled. But, you know, Bill Montgomery, who's the Maricopa County attorney, when he endorsed me, when he would introduce me at events sometimes, that he would say that, you know, I'm such a fiscal conservative, I won't even buy vowels for my last name. And so, even with our family, sometimes there's a dispute as the proper way to say it. And, to me, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know if your listeners know, but, you know, I'm a product of immigration. You know, my mother was born in the former Yugoslavia, and, you know, growing up, I spoke different languages besides English. And, you know, when you grow up with a funny last name, you speak a different language, sometimes life's not easy. And, you know, so I understand and I empathize with a lot of folks that are in this country, that are new to this country. And, it's different. But, you know, if someone emailed our campaign website and asked if I would go on Wheel of Fortune and buy a vowel, I said, you know, if I'm lucky and I'm fortunate enough to have the support of voters in Arizona and they'll let me on the show, yes, I will go on Wheel of Fortune and buy as many vowels as I can.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze a quick call in here for you, Mark. Go ahead. Terry is with us.
Thank you, sir. Bill. Hi. Mark, how are you, sir?
Good.
Thank you. And I want to wish you well, and just watch for the long knives. They're going to come out on you.
The long knives.
No, we're going to have some real serious TV ads from the left, from Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. of all places. And they're the ones, the dark, dark money folks are going to come and get you. So good luck, my friend, and God bless America.
Thanks, Terry.
Well, thank you very much. And, yeah, we've already seen that. We know that the left and the liberals and Felicia's team are, you know, they're attacking me because they're not sure what to do about me. Like I said, I'm a prosecutor, not a politician. This is the first time I've ever run for office. She's essentially been running for 5 years. And, I just think that it's important that we have an attorney general that's going to protect our communities, protect our values, and that will make sure that he or she is putting Arizona first, not their own political career first. And I think the time for folks that, you know, want to run for office so they can be somebody as opposed to trying to do something and help us, I think those days are over. I think it's the reason why people are so frustrated with politicians and politics, because there are people like Felicia that are going to attack me and that are doing this because they want to better themselves as opposed to bettering Arizona.
Okay, Mark Brnovich, thank you very much. The website, Mark, for the numeral 4az.com. Did I get that right?
You did, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by the Fox Theater. Fall for the Fox in October. See Niles Lofgren October 4th. Niles is celebrating his groundbreaking solo release, Face the Music, and the recent induction into the prestigious Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, with a high-energy, not-to-be-missed live tour. Then on October 9th, enjoy Comedy for a Cause, starring Paul Reiser, co-creator and star of Mad About You, and voted one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. Paul Reisner, a hilarious, quick-witted comedy treat. And keep the laughs rolling on October 11th with Girls' Night, the Girls' Night, the musical. To purchase tickets and view the full schedule, visit foxtucson.com.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here he is, Shelly Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelly, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I kind of mentioned this in the opening, that the big smile on your face indicates a very good day for the market.
We appear to be north of 100 points.
And, wow.
And back up to, you know, between 17.1 and 17.2. Even with a pullback last week, we stayed above 17,000 on the Dow. That's probably a pretty good sign.
I think it's a good sign, at least I hope so, and going back to your prediction, as we close in now, getting ready to close the books on the third quarter, and
right.
Get ready, believe it or not, for a fourth quarter right around the corner. Your prediction was, 5 to 6%.
Actually, 6 to 10.
6 to 10. Oh, that's right. Did you revise it upward?
No. 6 to 10 was the prediction that early on, a lot of the analysts were forecasting, and then LPL came out. My broker-dealer came out a little bit more aggressive than that, and in the past couple of weeks, LPL has even been more aggressive. So they're thinking it might be 12 to 15.
Fairness to you, which is nice, you don't revise your year-end predictions.
Well, unless there's a reason,
For the last 3 or 4 years,
right,
you haven't.
Right. If something changes, right. Bill, then you have to take a look at it. But if there's nothing that's changed, then, you know, you take a look at the fundamentals. If the prediction is made based upon you know, sound rationale, then you stick with it. I was wrong last year by a factor of two, but I was wrong in the wrong direction. I mean, I was, yeah. I had said, you know, 12 to 15, and we wound up with 30. So,
so multiply it by two, right?
There you go.
Okay, Shelley, talking about fundamentals, some of the fundamental mistakes that folks make, I think it would be worth repeating. Haven't talked about this in a long time, but there are some common mistakes that could save folks a lot of money.
Yeah, there are. And the biggest mistake that people make is not beginning to save early enough. That's just the killer because of compounding. And because of the fact that if you start young, you can be much more aggressive in your investing. The later you start, the harder it is to catch up. So the biggest mistake people make is not to start as early as they possibly can. A second mistake that people make is to not fully participate in whatever might be available from their employer and not absolutely taking advantage of the match that many 401ks, if not most 401k plans, are offering. Even if it's just 1% or 2%, that early on, mm-hmm. you know, can really bring in big returns over time. And the third biggest mistake that people make is not worrying about the cost of their investments. In other words, ignoring the fact that there are built into many investments, to many things that you can buy, large fees for management, for administration, for marketing, that are just baked into the price of a product or the inside cost of a product. So that if you're going to buy, for instance, if you buy a mutual fund, a typical open-ended mm-hmm. mutual fund, you could pay sales costs upfront right away from 4 to 6%. That's 4 to 6% that you don't have to invest. That's taken right off the top. In addition, depending upon, again, the mutual fund, you could be paying anywhere from 0.75% to 1.25% every single year to cover marketing fees and the fees of the managers who promise you that they're going to beat the market. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they do, but mm-hmm. over time, it's really doubtful that over a long period of time, they're going to consistently beat the market. So how do you avoid those fees? Well, one way to avoid those fees is by investing in low-cost index funds that don't try to beat the market, but simply track various indexes. And you can get very, very diversified, Bill, mm-hmm. by selecting, you know, lots of indices that you think are going to do well over the next year, 2, 5 years, whatever. And the internal costs there will be in the area of maybe 0.25%. Mm. And you can control the sales costs by negotiating with a broker. What those costs will be. And, you know, typically, even a non-discount broker, the sales cost, the brokerage fee for buying something is going to be somewhere between 1% and 2%, not 5%. So you can kind of stack up those savings early on in your career, and those savings then will compound over the next 20 or 30 years. And that can be the difference between having what you need to retire and maybe not having what you need to retire. So those are the three biggest mistakes.
And then with a certified financial planner, folks may be asking, can I afford that service?
Well, that's a really good question. We don't work for free. but the services that you get from a CFP professional vary depending upon what stage in life and what stage in your career you're in. For instance, if a 25-year-old comes to me and says they want to do a full-blown financial plan, mm-hmm. my advice is probably let's not do that. Mm-hmm. It's too early to do that. What we can do is some forecasting that says here's what you can start saving for retirement and here's what that will mean going forward. Now, if that person is just married or just having kids and they talk about needs for insurance or needs for for some other products that are important, we can certainly do that. But you don't need to pay a CFP for a full-blown financial plan to know that you need a 20-year term life policy.
Okay.
You know, and so if you're sitting with a planner who, you know, says, well, we need to do a financial plan because that's the only way I can see, you know, how to plan your future, and you don't think you need that, push back on that planner and say, look, let's do a financial plan maybe in a couple of years. Let's just talk about the things we know
we
that
can
I
do
need
right
now.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. We can find you at?
At thebuckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com or at 940-0884.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining me in studio, Mitchell Forney, Marketing Director at Sericom. Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. Very glad to be here.
I'm so glad to talk with you because I have not heard of Sericom, but as we were just talking before we went on the air, this is a major employer here in Tucson.
It is, Bill. Yeah, we were just discussing that. We have about 1,300 people employed here in Southern Arizona, and that's continuing to grow.
How did tell us a little bit about Sericom. How did the business get started, and basically, what do you do?
Well, that's a great question. In terms of how we got started, it's really a homegrown organization, and I would say a real something to brag about in Tucson. Started in 1995 with a couple of entrepreneurs coming out of U of A, had some involvement in U of A, Kevin and Mark. And I think the big thing that they did is they actually patented the dual handset telephone, believe it or not. So imagine a telephone that just has two handsets. Uh-huh. And the purpose of that ended up being, well, we have this dual handset telephone. Maybe we can sell interpretation services to accelerate the sales of this dual handset telephone. And over time, the company's really flipped. We're all about providing over-the-phone interpretation primarily. And that's our bread and butter, if you will. So
the interpretation, you're talking about foreign languages?
Foreign languages, yeah. So we provide interpretation and translation services. And if you're like me when you first learned about this, mm-hmm. Really had no idea what the difference was. And interpretation's oral, you know, you and I talking. Mm-hmm. If we were going back and forth in different languages, we'd be interpreting. If we were all on paper or all in the written word, it'd be translating. So we provide over interpretation in over 200 languages.
Wow.
Over the phone.
How do you find these translators? Over 200 languages.
There's a lot of hard work put in by a lot of good people. The interesting thing is they're all located in the United States, and that's part of our success is that we've actually brought all of these languages and these interpreters, these linguists, and employed them here in the States. And in fact, in most cases, have been training them ourselves either here in Tucson or in Phoenix.
Can you take us through, Mitch, how it works? I mean, someone calls and they get one of the call centers. I mean, kind of take us through the whole process if you
can. Yeah. And, you know, it's a tough concept to get if you, you know, like us, we mm-hmm. speak primarily English and mm-hmm. maybe only English. And imagine you are, let's say, for instance, a Syrian refugee that has wound up in Tucson and you're pregnant and you show up to TMC mm-hmm. and you only speak Syrian Arabic. How are they going to help you?
Yeah, that's a big challenge.
And what they do is they actually use, they found that it's actually more cost effective and just as effective in terms of medical outcomes to call an interpreter instead of, you know, paying for someone to drive, mm-hmm. you know, for travel time and expenses to come on site. So they just call a 1-800 number, get the interpreter on the line, and either put us, you know, on the dual handset telephone or on speakerphone, any phone will work, and we facilitate a conversation, and people can continue to talk as if they normally would. So if a doctor is talking to our pregnant Syrian refugee, mm-hmm. well, he can actually speak like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Bob. Mm-hmm. And the interpreter repeats everything what they say, meaning for meaning.
Well, technology, of course, the changing technology plays a huge role in your business.
It does. And if you think about it, you know, thinking about couple thousand years ago, if you wanted to get an interpreter in 15 seconds, you had to be a king and have to have someone live with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, 100 years ago, we had the telephone. And most recently, with the internet and mobile devices, our clients today can actually use, you know, all the telephony that we have available in this country to quickly get an interpreter over video, which is the biggest growing, most popular product that we have. And they can even use their mobile device to do it. So they can pick up an iPad and get an interpreter over video in 30 seconds in over 200 languages.
Well, this sounds like a huge economic driver, potentially huge. If people happen to speak more than English, I would think there might be a career for these folks.
there definitely is. And actually, if you look at the national labor statistics, interpretation and translator jobs are one area that's growing more than average.
Mm-hmm. And so how has your company grown over the last few years?
It has been a whirlwind. I started in 2010, and we had most recently done about $30 million in revenue. At the end of 2014, we're expected to very closely approach $100 million in revenue. So we've grown 25% a year for the last 6 years. And again, we're headquartered in Tucson. When I started, we had a couple hundred employees, and just in southern Arizona, we have 1,300. So it's been quite a journey.
What do the people at, so at the call center, there may be a 200 or so people at the call center of those 1,300 employees?
Jeez.
Are there sometimes more? There are hundreds of people, and they're all I assume this is a 24/7 operation, right? So, I mean, they're getting calls from all over the country?
From all over the country, all 50 states, even some international calls. And, yeah, we operate all hours of the day, every day of the year.
What kind of organizations use interpretive services other than what we talked about, medical services?
Yeah, I think you'll find it just about anywhere where an organization has broad access to the open market, essentially. About 10% of the U.S. doesn't speak English, and about 20% prefer to speak a language other than English at home. So call centers tend to be the biggest users besides hospitals.
Speaking with Mitch Forney, and he is with Siracom, homegrown company, started here in Tucson back in 1995. And I understand angel investors were instrumental, too, in helping the company get off the ground.
That's absolutely right. And they're still the owners today, actually, and headquartered in Tucson, live in Tucson. They're Tucson investors. They really got the company started in, I think the angel funding happened in 1998. And has since grown then, and they're very happy to be owners.
I bet
still,
they are. And so, is Siracom hiring?
Siracom is definitely hiring. Even my marketing department is hiring. We're hiring all over.
Wow!
So
we
definitely have positions open, from interpreters to other administrative positions.
And how can folks get more information about the company?
The best place to go, and the spelling is a little bit difficult.
Yes.
Siracom.com/careers if you're interested in a job. That's Siracom.com/careers, or just our website, read the about page. There's also a pretty good article in Wikipedia.
I know you're very high on Cox Business has been a big supporter of what you do.
They have been. They're a very good organization, and I know there have been different business relationships because telephony has been a big part of what we do, obviously, and we have some large contact centers with data needs. So I know there's always conversations, happening with the various telephony providers.
So you need somebody that's pretty reliable, I would assume.
I would assume,
yeah.
That's a big thing that we push, is just that strong reliability.
All right. Thank you, Mitch Forney, for being with us, talking about Siracom. And this is something, I always learn something, Mitch. That's what I enjoy doing so much in the show. You learn a little bit every day. I had not heard of Siracom, but I'm glad now I have, because they're an economic driver here.
Awesome. Very glad that you said that.
Thank you very much. Mitch Forney with us, marketing director at Siracom here in Tucson. Our tech report brought to you by Cox Business. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Everyone is invited to tour Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson during its all-day 10th anniversary celebration Saturday, October 4th. There will be something for everyone, including live action in the surgery department and doctor dress-up for the kids. Plus, your tour pass doubles as a raffle ticket with a chance to win great prizes. Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, home of Specialty Vets for Special Pets.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City is only 3 hours east of Tucson, and if you're looking for a great weekend getaway, there's so much going on this fall, including the Gila Monster Grand cycling event, which is coming up on October 4th, but even before then, it's the 10th annual Gila River Festival. Celebrate the United States' first wilderness river, September 18th through the 21st. You can find out about all the great places to stay and things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins
and Pinos Altos Cabins, again at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show Liveline our contributor on education, Bob Hendricks, Dr. Robert Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the University of Arizona College of Education, where he is the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice. He has taught organizational theory, human resource management, and policy at the master's and doctoral level. He is the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District. He was named Arizona's top school superintendent in 1989. He actually has a school named after him. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing very well. That survey came out showing that the United States is one of five countries that make the top five for the most educated countries in the world. The United States came in number five. Some folks might be surprised that number one was the Russian Federation, then Canada, Japan, Israel, and the U.S. Some of your thoughts on that?
Well, when I first saw those results, Bill, I scratched my head a bit because you have to dig a little deeper into those statistics, and of course, statistics always tell a little bit more of the story. But we certainly among those five are the nation who spends most per capita per student on a college education, and Russia, coincidentally, which was ranked number one, spends the least. About $7,000 a student per year. So one has to question, you know, what is the net gain from all of that? We don't necessarily have really strong numbers coming out of the Russian Federation in terms of academic achievement, but we do have very strong numbers from Canada, which is the second country in the ranking. And in fact, they're secondary school students outperform most of the countries in mathematics. Japan has always had very, very high rankings. They have a very highly educated population. And the United States, while we have about 43% of our students of the population that have some kind of college education, that still is lower than some of our international counterparts.
Bob Hendricks with us, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. I know, Bob, you've spent a lot of time in China. You've done some consulting work over there, and I see that there is a growing number of Chinese teenagers who are coming over to this country. In fact, I believe China has been long been a top feeder of international students here in America.
It has, and you know, we have this ongoing melee, Bill, about American education, and you know, is it are we doing the kind of job that we ought to be doing? And despite all of that, you know, if you go across internationally and ask people, what is the gold standard for university education, they will list the United States as the top choice. Hmm. And in this particular case, Chinese high school students who spend, and I've had some personal experience watching some of these, the anguish of some of these teens who spend their entire teen years preparing for a one-time make-or-break examination their senior year, which decides whether they're going to go to college or not. It's a two-day sit-down test. It's mostly based on fact recollection in two core academic areas, mathematics and the sciences. And so Chinese families, particularly the emerging middle class who've become increasingly affluent, have looked at this and said, you know, let's try to bypass this grueling ritual by sending students to high schools in the United States. They're willing to pay the cost of that. There are a number of private schools now in the United States that are catering to international populations, and the Chinese, as well as some other international populations are spending, you know, upwards to $40,000 a year, which is three or four times what the cost of an elite high school experience might be in China, to send their students to an American high school with the primary goal to acclimate them to the American system and, of course, help them have a better opportunity to succeed in being accepted into a prestigious United States university.
You know, this grueling college entrance exam that these Chinese students, seniors in high school, go through, this is really make or break for maybe their whole future, their career.
Well, I recall being with a group of high school juniors in Nanjing, China, and we were talking about planning a hike on a Saturday, and they all looked at each other and said, "We cannot afford the time to do that. We have to spend every waking moment preparing for the examination, and it is everything to them." And so, for families to have the economic wherewithal to be able to enroll their students in an American high school and bypass that process, of course, they still have to take the SAT or the ACT. But the interesting thing about the examinations, our American examinations, is there's much greater emphasis on critical thinking and communication skills, which is something that Chinese do not get in their curriculum. So in order for a student to be successful in the American examination system, they really need to have the added value of those soft skill sets for them to be successful. It's, as one of the Chinese educators said, you know, it's more than memorizing formulas. You've got to be able to communicate with a global language and culture. And so that the sort of the bootstrap up for the Chinese is get into a good high school system, good curriculum, strong soft skills as well as the factual skills, and be successful in those American exams and get into a prestigious American high school.
Well, some might say memorization is the way we're going with our standardized tests. That's been the big knock on these standardized tests, Bob Hendricks, that the parents have complained the kids just spend all their time preparing for these standardized tests.
Well, it certainly is a dual-edged sword, and the idea with the Common Core standards and the new examination, contrary to, you know, what I've heard some critics say, is that we're trying to move away from simply factual recall and putting into an examination the ability to measure students' application skills. In other words, can they take the facts in the context of a problem and can they solve that problem, which seems to be more real-life, more applicable to the job skills market. This is something that's really quite a transition for testing in this country. And, of course, I think there's some people who really don't understand it, and I don't think it's been particularly managed well, but it's definitely a sea change for testing.
You know, getting back to where we started this conversation about the most educated countries in the world, and we've been talking about China, I don't know where they ranked in this survey. They certainly weren't in the top five, but I have read that China has some of the is it the highest proportion of adults holding a college degree?
I think it's one of the larger
one
of the larger populations with college degrees. Mm-hmm. But again, the question is, and I saw an article that that was sort of an offshoot of this ranking, that where a scholar talked about how do these college degrees translate to marketable skills, particularly in countries where research and development is important. So what this contributor was saying is, it's not just the college degree; it's the quality of that degree, and how are they able to apply knowledge in an innovative way, so that it brings that country additional future gain. And so, as we can see with Russia, I'm not sure R&D is one of their strongest attributes, but there are certainly other countries that have capitalized on research and development. And okay. So that's one metric or one measure of what does that college degree mean? What is the value of it?
Thank you, Robert Hendricks, for being with us. Thanks a lot. See you next month.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Bye.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Tomorrow morning, our local talk gets cranked up again. We'll have Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Then the Daily Double program will come along from 8 to 9. So we've got you covered morning, noon, and afternoon with local talk. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.